where we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lightings?
Ready!
Cameras?
Yeah!
Figurants?
Clear!
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action!
Asgard is dead.
You're really a crazy fan of role-playing, huh? But don't begin our program with such a confusing line. Good evening, my audience. It's Info Express, and I'm Kitty, broadcasting for you.
Yes, we know each other. It's the friends from work.
Oh, stop.
All right, I'm surprised. Your host for Info Express today.
Since you have already displayed how much you love the movie Thor Ragnarok, let's start with the blockbuster, which has continued to hold a post of top grossing movie for over 2 weeks.
Yeah, being the third movie in Thor series, it's reported to be a lot different from the former ones in the tones of the film, as it was more light-hearted and humorous. The director told media that many of his lines were just thrown away, and he had encouraged the actor to create lines extemporaneously. They even adapt a child's suggestion, which became the famous line, which I performed just now. He's a friend from work.
Oh, really? I was amazed by the creativity of the screenwriters when I was watching the movie in the cinema.
Actually, she only took kids. By the way, have you ever enjoyed Murder on the Orient Express yet?
Of course! I rushed to the cinema right after class last Friday. The techniques the director, Kenneth Barrett, applied were just wonderful. I was moved to tears when the truth was finally revealed, you know.
Let's keep this secret and let the audience to check it out in the movie.
One more thing about a movie, which does not concern the plot. I found that one person beside me fell asleep when the role Johnny Depp played died.
There's quite a few of my friends reported in the moments of WeChat.
Okay, and there's another Hollywood movie which is going to hit the big screen in China. Patriot's Day, which restored the original situation after the Boston Marathon bombings in 2013. It has already gained high reputation overseas for demonstrating reality.
What's worth to mention is that the movie successfully created an ancient hero character, which is really seeing American movie.
And there's also news about a popular TV series, House of Cards. Okay. Kevin Spacey's being accused for child abuse and sacked by Netflix. The series is now facing a serious crisis.
Screenwriters are sparing no effort to redevelop the script of the final season. The two producers of it said that only with proper stories will they begin to put it into production.
And that's all for today's Info Express. I'm Kitty. See you next week.
I'm surprised. Stay tuned for Storyboard.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hi dear audience, welcome to today's storyboard. This is Charlotte.
And I'm Tiger. As we broadcasting is cold and gloomy outside our radio station, we could feel that winter is on its way.
Indeed, I'm frozen from fingers to toes, and the film we will share today is perfectly suitable for such a cold, depressing weather. The movie Detachment is enveloped by sadness and powerlessness. In that case, I suggest you prepare a bunch of napkins before you watch this movie.
Oh, come on, Charlotte, don't scare the audience. You know, there's still a little bit joy and happiness at the end of the film.
Well, just a little. We'll discuss that part later. For those who haven't watched this movie, let's take a moment to review the movie Detachment.
The story begins when a substitute teacher, Henry, takes over a literary class in the high school. He used to roam from school to school, imparting modes of knowledge, but never staying long enough to form any semblance of sentient attachment. At the very beginning, he thought his permanent job would be dull and peaceful like before. But while he worked as a literary teacher in his school, his secret world of emotion was awoke by three different women.
Meredith, a young girl in Henry's class, is a talented painter. Her work are all black and white and filled with negative emotions. Before Henry's arrival, no one has ever taken her works seriously. Her father believed that what she did was pointless and distasteful, while other classmates were focused on sneering at her overweight image. Henry is the only one to make her feel good about herself, and she had a crush on him secretly and helplessly.
Erika, a street hawker but also a damaged and naive prostitute, came into Henry on a bus. That night she was abused by one of her customers and failed to demand her money. The drunk claimed slapped her face very hard and she had to give up. Then she tempted Henry, and obviously that didn't work. When they met again, Henry took her to his apartment and offered her a place to stay permanently.
And the last one, Harry's colleague, a fellow teacher in Madison. Though she's a beautiful and patient teacher, she's powerless when facing the troubled teenagers in her classroom. A rude girl once called her Manus very rudely and even spat on her face. After the girl was expelled, her mother ran into the school, pointed at Madison's and yelled at her exactly the same way as her discourteous daughter did.
Like mother, like daughter, huh? In fact, this long-ignored high school are full of these type of teenagers who grow up in an unhealthy condition and are filled with anger and disappointment toward the world. Generally, teachers in this kind of school are usually considered to be selfless and glorious, but in this film, just as the lines goes, we all have things that we're dealing with.
This sentence fit the subplots perfectly. As you can see, there are other educators facing their problems. For example, the struggles of the Dr. Parker within her role as the school counselor, and the painful torment of Principal Dearden, who faces her dismissal as head of this deeply flawed school.
As for Henry, he is suffering from both the tragic suicide of his mother and the impending death of his grandfather. What's ever crueler is that the film is punctuated with flashbacks of scenes of Bertha's young childhood and his mother's suicide, from which we could say there's signs that Henry's mother was abused and sexually assaulted by Henry's grandfather.
That explained everything. We could tell why Henry was suddenly broke out when Mrs. Madison criticized him for hugging and comforting Meredith. Why he's always crying when there's no one around. Why his grandfather was feeling guilty in front of Henry. And why he tried so hard to respect and cherish every woman he met.
But after Meredith's well-arranged suicide, he realized all he did was to avoid connection with people and hide from reality. So he took Erika back home from the juvenile home.
It seemed that the story would result good, even cheerful. However, the open ending of the film kept the atmosphere bitter and desperate. In the end, Harry sat in the room reading a piece of the novel, The Fall of the House of Usher, with all students' eyes focused on him. Suddenly, the students are disappeared. He was alone in the abandoned classroom reading the tragic sentences.
So, dear audience, that's what happened in the film Detachment. It's sad but also moving and appealing, so please go watch it.
Like I said, don't forget your napkins. This is Charlotte.
And this is Tiger. Please don't go away. Our next program, Flashback, will take you into the movie Detachment to experience the strong emotions and unforgettable plots in it. See you later.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my dearest audience. Forgive me that I couldn't use the role played in the movie to meet with you guys.
because until now I can't struggle out from the extremely sad story. This movie talks about a short-term teacher, Harry Bethes, and his experience in the school. Harry looks like an active person who is always filled with energy. He truly has his own painful sadness deeply hidden in his mind. After he met his tribal students, that would happen. What would happen in his life? Here are some of the life experience.
Clip 1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Mr. Barr. Lots of you haven't heard this English 11A.
Yeah.
Listen up. I have one rule. Just one. If you don't want to be here, don't come.
Dude, what does that mean?
It's not dude. It's Mr. Barr. The letter S is silent.
You're fucking gay.
Marcus, shut up!
No, you shut up! A dead bitch.
Hey, Marcus. Guess what?
What?
You're free to leave.
Like right now?
Like right now.
Yeah, see you later, man.
See ya.
So what's the fuck? You want me to go to Dean's office?
I don't care. Everyone put out the shitty paper. I'd like to assess where your individual writing skills are.
We even got no paper.
Okay, here is the situation. You're dead, alright. Write a brief about detailed essay about...
Hey, jackass, I ask a fucking question.
About what the friends or parents might say about you during the funeral. Okay, you got 30 minutes.
Bullshit. I didn't ask a motherfucking question, didn't I?
Duball, pa. Anything else?
You'd better get the fuck up before I'm fucking real rash shit.
That's bad. It doesn't have any feelings. It's empty. I don't have any feelings that you can hurt either, okay? I understand you're angry. I used to be angry too. Okay, I get it. You have no reason to be angry with me, because I'm one of the few people that's here to try and give you an opportunity. Now, I'm going to ask you to just sit down and do your best. And I will give you a piece of paper. How's that?
Can I get a fucking pen too?
Clip 2.
You're the bitch that expelled my babe! And for what? Excuse me, maybe you would like to... Because you can't handle it? Bitch, why you be here? You won't be home every day. I don't have time for this bullshit. You're falling down. Why do you be here?
Hey man, calm down. We'll go talk about this in Dean's office.
I ain't go anywhere with you.
Look, miss, I know you're angry, but they won't listen to you. You need to talk to me.
Raise it, bitch. I will sue you ass.
Come on, ladies. This way, ladies.
What happened? Bitch, you give me any more shame in class, I'm gonna get my fucking game, rape your ass.
Excuse me, are you new here?
Yes, first day.
Welcome. That was quite a scene back there. I was a little stunned, but it's actually safe here. Sorry, I'm Miss Madison.
I'm Henry. Henry Barth.
Clip 3.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to be here. I have come today with some edifying materials to help you matriculating and non-matric students to better prepare for the upcoming state exam this May. Let me start by stating, I love teachers. I love what you do, what you stand for. You guys are the real heroes. Not one thing I've learned in all my years on private sector is that admitting property values will be this school's saving grade. But your school's low test scores are bringing down the wholesale values in this neighborhood during the market already in decline. We gotta get scores up. New families in our district. And more motivated kids in school. And I'm not placing any blame.
Excuse me, are you here to sell some test materials or to air your concerns as a property owner?
Listen, I'm curious. Are you giving away popcorns or the crap you're pushing?
This faculty has spent their lives on the board. And you tell us that our careers are about resale value?
bullshit! Give him hell, lady. Storm the game.
Don't oversimplify it, man. That's a hazard you can't afford.
This sounds like an threat.
I mean, that's enough. Please sit down.
No, I would not.
That's enough. Could you please sit down? Do we have some order here, please?
Doc Hart was right. This school's the pride of the district.
Yeah, you bet, pal. Could you finish your pitch and go home?
What's your hurry, huh? I didn't put you out in the pasture. So enjoy running this relic for a few more months. You are faster when you're fucking done.
Clip 4.
I think I'm sick.
Why?
I crossed the line today.
What's up, Dr. Parker? Can I get over it? I have got things to do.
Well, what's your plans after high school since you're not going to college?
I don't know. Hanging out with my boyfriend, this whole motherly sheep, be my friend's band.
I have your 10-week grade report. Do you know what they said? Fail, fail, fail. F, F, F.
F, 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 yeah.
Do you know what that means? It means you don't care.
You're brilliant. Can I go now?
Oh, God, you're an shallow, disgusting creature. You want to know the truth? One, you're not going to be in a band or a model, Missy, because you have no ambition. With no skills, you are competing with 80% of the U.S. workforce for million wage jobs, which means the way you're living for the rest of your life until you're replaced by computers.
I don't care.
Two, the only talent you'll ever have is getting men to fuck you. Now, why can't you understand it? Not one more day. Not one more hour. It'll get worse. Much worse. Every day I come into this office and I listen to your kids to shit and all about yourself. It's so easy to be careless. It takes courage and courage to care. None of you have any of these qualities. Get out. Just get out. Get out!
Fuck you!
I'm totally burnt out. I am.
I mean, I don't know how you make it through today. Listen, seriously, what do you think I took this field for? There are lots of rumors there. Oh, come on. I don't like these things. I can be the master of these parents. I will help them out of the throat, the fucking teeth out of the window. Come on, you're the best. I'll tell you my opinion. The worst thing about this job is that nobody says thank you.
No.
I'm here to say thank you. You're doing a job that none of us can do. None of us. Grace?
Have I ever told you that you're the only person I have to talk to?
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to today's Action English. This is Desmond.
And this is Rebecca. Hope you've enjoyed last time's violent words and phrases.
Come on, we taught something serious last time as well.
Sure we did, and today we'll have some more classical phrases.
Yes, this movie is not that long, so it's pretty hard to find a number of slangs.
And it's so touching that I was totally buried in it and can't stop to pick the slangs out. Here comes the first one. To be honest, I cried when I saw this scene. Let's take a look.
Falling by the wayside.
这句话出现在 Henry 在回忆 Meredith 自杀时候的一段独白。 Henry 在讲出这段话的时候，眼睛里溢满泪水。这对 Henry 来说是一段悲痛回忆，他本人也十分后悔。那听众可以大致猜一下这句短语的含义了。
Wayside 意思是路边 Fall by the wayside 整个词组跟道路其实没有什么关系它的意思是终止不再继续下去了在电影中翻译成了支离破碎并用 fall apart 来解释 In the movie Meredith fell by the wayside because she committed a suicide
Really a heartbroken story I think we should turn this grievous example down and make use of this phrase in reality
Yeah, you're right. Listen to this, my own story. From the time I was a kid, I dreamed of becoming an architect. But my parents and teachers persuaded me that the employment rate for this choice is quite high.
That explains why interest in architecture has fallen by the wayside. Maybe I should be investing in a more successful career like nursing or teaching.
为现实被迫放弃自己的梦想真是无奈。我的一个邻居就面临特别现实的问题。他是一名图形艺术家，可是随着电脑技术的发展，普通人只要使用电脑技术就能绘制各种图形，他也就很难找到工作了。The need for her products and services fell by the wayside. 她所提供的产品和服务对消费者来说已经越来越没有吸引力了。
上面我们讲到 fall by the wayside 有停止的意思。在下面的例子中，一名餐厅老板要谈谈扩建餐厅的计划，让我们来听听看。
No one expected the outgoing cook to leave. After all, the popularity of his dishes was the reason why we had decided to open another restaurant.Despite his departure, we're determined to go ahead with our plans. We aren't going to allow them to fall by the wayside.
这段话是说，没人料到我们可爱的男厨师会辞职。毕竟我们决定开分店，就是因为他的菜很受大家的欢迎。尽管他要离开，我们还是准备继续开分店。我们不会让我们的计划就这么付之东流。
We guys are genius, Desmond. I believe we have successfully pulled our audience out of the choked atmosphere and built two excellent examples.
Tell me about it. But I'm so interested in your art story. Have you experienced some deep periods in your life when it comes to a dream?
I did a terrible job in my science subjects, so my teacher said they were like the casting pearls before swine. Whoa, did you notice what I've done? I just drew on the phrase appeared in the movie.
Deep two.
Casting pearls before swine.
我没记错的话，这句话出现在一个已去世的老师在形容教授这所特殊学校学生时的感受。其实这句话的思想也在贯穿整个影片，每个人都是孤独的，也永远都在 cast pearls before swine。
Alright, you big philosopher, wake up and let's do some explicit explanation. Cast pearls before swine 的意思是珍珠头在猪罗前面。 Swine 是个旧词书面语，即今天的 pigs， 不过 swine 单复同形，本句为复数。
这个成语源自新约马太福音第七章 Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye'er your pearls before swine, lest them trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. 由于 to cast pearls before swine 比喻确切，在后世不断引用中而成为一个国际性成语，常用来表示 to offer something valuable or beautiful to those who can't appreciate it.To give what is precious to those who are unable to understand its value 等意思，还有轻蔑嘲笑色彩。
按其字面意义，这个成语与汉语成语明珠暗头相似，但是寓意不同，基本上不对应。按以比喻意义，它相当于对牛弹琴，向驴说经，一番好意给狗吃，狗咬吕洞宾，不识好人心等。 Here are some examples to give you a deeper understandingShe decided not to buy the most expensive wine for dinner, thinking that would be casting pearls before swine. 她决定宴请时不买最贵的酒，心想反正他们也不识货。
The teacher taught the weakest class at school, but it was all useless. For the students ignored her, she really was casting pearls before swine.
这个老师在学校教学习情况弱的同学所在的班级，但是毫无意义。那些学生根本不听他的，他真是白费好意。
Good job, Desmond.Through these two phrases, we even learned some Western culture in Bible. This meaningful movie, both the plots and its ideas, is really worth your 1.5 hours.
That's it. This is our today's Action English. Hope you enjoy the science, and we sincerely recommend you to have a wonderful journey of this movie. Don't walk away.
Goodbye. See you next time.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax.What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, our dear audiences. I'm Sibyl. Welcome to today's close-up.
Yeah, nice to meet you here. This is Jacob.
Wait, it is not nice at all. Jacob, is everything all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just still can't, you know...get away from the gloom of our movie today, Detachment.
Oh, I get it. I can feel it too. Maybe it's mainly because of the Adrian Brody. He's gloomy enough to make you depressed with only one glimpse.
Adrian, our blueprints, our solitude but kind-hearted Henry.
And the Hollywood Reporter recommended that. Adrian Brody delivers his finest performance in Detachment since The Pianist.
Uh-huh, The Pianist. I remember he shed 30 pounds off his already thin frame for that movie, and cut himself off his real life by giving up his car and apartment, because he feels responsible to those Polish Jews who had suffered greatly.
He really did an excellent job in The Pianist, didn't he? And thanks to his insight of that role, he became the youngest actor ever to win the Best Actor Academy Award at the age of 29 in 2003.
Well, I want to say that Adrian's family has a close connection with Jews. His father, Elliot Brody, is a retired history teacher. He is of Polish Jewish descent and lost family members in the Holocaust, while Adrian's mental grandmother was of Czech Jewish descent. His mother's parents, Adrian's great-grandparents, were killed in the Holocaust too. So when he retold the unfortunate and miserable story of Jews, it's a comfort for his passed away ancestors.
I agree with that. It seems that he always played roles which have artistic temperament. The substitute literature teacher in Detachment and the leading man in The Pianist.
And Dimitri, a novel but a grieved child in the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Well, he would play a role which is less like Harry in movie King Kong, for example. He played Jake, a dramatist.
A role-related art again.
You're right. In fact, his characteristic of art benefits from his parents. He was grown up in an inborn artist family. His father is a talented painter. His mother is a photographer.
He really get much support from family. When he was a teen, his parents enrolled him into acting classes and encouraged him to be outspoken and free. Maybe since then, his talent of acting was uncovered.
And I have to say, he's one kind of actor. Unlike other celebrities, he almost has no gossips. He has his own attitude with acting. Once he said, "I've never taken a role for money. I felt it would be wrong. Not necessarily a career decision, just wrong." I think we can call him as an artist instead of a celebrity.
That's what I'm going to talk about. Adrian didn't take up a new film role in recent 2 years. He reconnected his love to painting. And in an interview of his exhibition, he said he draws fish most. Because even though fish are fragile, they can still live in dark and dangerous water, which is very similar with us. Because we live in a society with more unknown and insecure elements, right?
Yes, he is a really an unique artist. He told the media that if we have seen all the works he has done, we would find out that he is very attracted by the things which show the complexities of the world around us, rather than something just purely entertainment.
Just like everyone and everything happened in Detachment, when he talked about Henry, he said it was a wonderful role, and in playing that character, it made him think a lot of our children's future and how frightening it is. Oh God, I really want to be an actor like him.
But in fact, he doesn't want anyone copy him or force him become another version of other famous actors.
Really? Like who?
Al Pacino, another Oscar best actor. When people compare Adrian to Al Pacino, he said he admired and appreciated the comparison, but he'd rather be of as the first Adrian Brody than the new Al Pacino.
What a charming guy. Well, that's all for today's close-up. The make would be turned into TikTok talk. Let's see whether they could make our topic less serious today.
And don't forget to enjoy Adrian's performances in Detachment or Pianist. I'm Sibyl. Thanks for listening. Bye.
This is Jacob. Bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Here we are in the most relaxing part of TikTok Talk. I'm your closest friend. Surprise!
And this is Irene here to share every joy with you. Nice open, you guys, but without anything practical. So me, Helen, will be the one to tell you the basic information.
the movie Detachment is what we are.
Oh, godness. No wonder you never get the chance to start a conversation. So if your conservative says, we're here to have some fun, now convening any symposium.
I can't agree more. Why not begin with the most hilarious part in the film? Awkward silence. Wrinkled Browns, wow, you are having the best TikTok ever.
Could you please stop giving a rip on us? Okay, tell me, how could you find anything out even the things of joy in such a melancholy word?
Wow, calm down first, both of you two. I really don't think it's a good idea to pick something joyful from the movie itself. You know what, we can start with some gossip on the actors and actress this time. That must be a better topic, right? Oh no, come on you, say something. We know so much about the movie, at least the gossip, there must be something we can laugh about.
Yeah, some knowledge about the leading actor, Andrew Brody, seriously hurt by some car accident, married someone and broke up and dated someone else.
Only one divorce? He could win an Oscar for being an upright gentleman, and with his incomparable appearance. His first name should be Prince and last name Charming.
His perfectiveness also takes away our chance to gossip him and the funny stuff of today's TikTok talk.
Well, in my opinion, maybe we put too much attention on fun rather than the topic of the movie. How about we put the joy aside this time and move to what Detachment is really about?
So we are really having a symposium now.
Doesn't sound bad anyway. Honestly, I don't think I've made sense of this movie even now, but I do want a teacher as charming as Henry. How can his students resist the lure of his crystal eyes?
And the sexy voice! Every time words is flowing out of his mouth feels like myself in the paradise. Exactly the voice of Angel.
Enough time for you two guys crazy. Anyway, you've got close to the point, teacher. Harry may capture you with appearance and voice, but he and his colleague deliver teens as teacher.
I hate the fun is going and something emotional is coming, but if we are really going on with this topic, I, maybe, can share a story of mine.
Here it comes, a random story time. I'm listening.
Well, it's not a proud memory, but it really makes a difference in my life, or more particularly, I would not have been sitting here without a teacher of mine.
Sounds like the teacher gave you some profound affecting suggestions.
You bet. I was at something like transition in my life. Make a decision to be an art student or science student. The situation wasn't as positive as it sounds. I considered myself born with talent and interest of art and literature, while my parents' opinion was power apart from mine. I have to face the stark reality. Science students have more job opportunities and higher income than art students do after graduation. Misgiving consumed me, and I was really at a loss. At the end of the day, I turned to Miss Lee for advice.
Based on my personal experience, she told you to put your foot on the floor and choose the lucrative one.
No, on the contrary, when I sat in front of her, instead of cutting to some prospect scene, her first words were, "You are always talented in literature. I appreciate your work all the time."
Oh, she was not the first one to give affirmation to your work, wasn't she?
Actually, she was, and her words greatly encouraged me and inspired me. Without any words about my bright prospect, we talked about beautiful verses. After that pleasant conversation, I chose to chase what I believe. So thanks to Miss Lee, here I am.
What an amazing story. Don't you think it sounds similar to the story of Harry and Meredith?
Sure it is. Actually, we don't have to admire Harry's students. Everyone has their Harry in their lives. Maybe with less sexy voice or less charming eyes, but they are doing the same thing to be a teacher.
Well, your point may make sense in most of the occasion, but the word teacher doesn't always play a positive role in students' dictionary.
Wow, that's really a wet blanket on our emotional air. But I have to let you go on. So, how come?
This about a piece of recent news. A so-called school is revealed to treat students hard and abuse them. It's a customary rule to lock every new arrival in a small room for several days. with only sticking breath offered. Physical punishment is the routine there. Stick beating is far more accessible than the stammer feeling meal. A student called in teacher, but only get endless abuse back.
For you information, dear audience, the school in the news is just like Henry School. Every student there are with various problems. Drug addiction, bad words, violence tendency, weak self-control. However, unlike Henry, they try to fix this broken machine in a more efficient way.
You've made your point clearly, but I'm afraid I can't 100% agree with you. In my point of view, parents are to blame for the case, in the news or in the movie. In the news, it's parents who make or even fool the children into that school, even they know it's a hell. And it's still parents who defend the school after all the abuse is revealed.
And in the movie, from the father who yelled to Dr. Parker for the fundamental education rights of his violent son, to the mother who made Miss Sarah a racism and spit on her, parents' behavior makes a perfect case for the children's.
Your words remind me of Henry's quote. There should be a prerequisite curriculum for being the parents before people attempt. Don't try this at home.
Speaking of which, someone on the internet said something impressive. If we must get a silence before being a driver, why we can be parents without any training or exams? That's an interesting saying, but a serious question. Worth thinking.
Wow, that's so much deep thinking in today's TikTok talk.
Oh dear lord, are we in TikTok talk? We're all the fun gone too. Thank you for making a symposium, Helen.
And this week's TTT should no longer for TikTok talk, but Tragic, Tragic Talk.
Come on, admit it. Even with no gossip, we can still have fun here.
Yeah, without any TikTok talk, so...
Don't worry, dear audience. The funny TikTok talk is only absent for this week. It will be back next time, right?
I don't know. You know, things change.
Yes,
it must be.
Alright, alright, the funny one, we'll be back next time.
Make a promise.
I promise it will come back.
Goodbye, and see you in the next funny TikTok talk.
Okay, that's promise. Goodbye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello everyone, this is Digging Idea. I'm your host, Elvira.
So this week we have Desmond here. And first, Desmond, say hello to our audience.
Hello, my friend. This is Desmond. Nice to meet you there.
Well, I think this is your first time to be here, right?
Yeah, this is my first time to attend Digging Idea, and it's a pleasure talking to you, Elvira.
Ha, thank you. Well, let's get back to the topic, the movie. Do you have any particular part really impressed you, Desmond?
Well, yeah, of course. Do you remember when Henry walking along in the city with a white shirt?
Mm-hmm.
And think he's really relaxed in that situation. Even though you may feel he's kind of lonely. Do you feel that?
Well, I have to say, if as an outsider, I do feel like that. Because when I know nothing about Henry, just as a stranger looking at him to do this, just walking around, etc., it just makes me feel, oh, he might, that kind of person, really lonely.
Like so many times.
Yes, weird and also very sad.
Seems like in our society, we all think that people should get together.
Yes.
We should make communication. We should have a social network, which is us.
Yes, not just stay here alone. This is not very normal.
It seems that most of us would take the loneliness of staying alone as a negative thing.
Yes, exactly. But you really feel that way?
Well, actually, not. Most of my time when I stay with myself, I really kind of enjoy that feeling.
You enjoy?
Yeah. Because I'm that kind of person who want to find my inner peace.
Yes.
Instead of having too much social network with others.
Mm-hmm.
So when I stay home, I will read books or watching movies or, you know, just maybe I will do some dishes for myself or some delicious food.
Well, but do you have this kind of experience? Like, there was a time I experienced something very awful, and I'm far away from my home. My parents are not here,
yeah.
And I'm alone. And when I come back to my apartment, I feel like, wow, there's no one else that I could talk. I want to phone my friends, but they're so busy. You know, some of them busy for studying, some of them busy for working. And I'm just kind of person, stay here alone and have nobody to talk, to share my experience. In that moment, I feel very depressed, also very lonely.
Did you mean that you feel detachment at that moment? That you have no such connection with the world?
Yes. And now, on that moment happened, I really tried to do something that usually I do make me feel happy, like dancing, like reading or exercising. But I cannot. I just can't. So when this happened, this is my way. What do you do when this thing happened to you?
Well, I think when people feel loneliness, most of them would find something to do to escape from this feeling. But
yes.
It's a lesson that we all need to learn. And when that kind of thing happens, maybe I won't do anything. Just stay with myself. No reading and no movies. And just feel that. I think that's the essence of our lives when we feel solitude. Just stay with it. Do not escape from it.
Well, that's a very interesting way to find your inner peace. Well, also, you know, listen to your advice. It just remind me about this beautiful poetry that I have read from the other day. And the name is Solitude. Very interesting also, this poetry read by famous actress Meryl Streep. I think it's very wonderful and make us feel like enjoying when we feel very alone and may have this chance to inspire ourselves. So, dear audience, it's our time to share this beautiful poetry with you guys. And thanks again for Desmond for being here this week. Wish you have a great day and enjoying this beautiful poetry with us. And thanks again. See you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Laugh and the world laughs with you. Weep and you weep alone. For the sad old earth must borrow its mirth, but has trouble enough of its own. Sing and the hills will answer. Sigh, it is lost on the air. The echoes bound to a joyful sound, but shrink from voicing care. Rejoice and men will seek you. Grieve and they turn and go. They want full measure of all your pleasure, but they do not need your woe. Be glad, and your friends are many. Be sad, and you lose them all. There are none to decline your nectared wine, but alone you must drink life's goal. Feast, and your halls are crowded. Fast, and the world goes by. Succeed and give, and it helps you live. But no man can help you die. There is room in the halls of pleasure for a long and lordly train. But one by one, we must all file on through the narrow aisles of pain.
Are you tired of a lonely's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hey there, our dearest audiences. Welcome to the last stop of this week's movie tour. This is Gramophone. I am your host, Rebecca. As you have already known much about this week's movie Detachment from our previous introduction, you may form an impression about a bleak and painful movie with depressing background music. But that is not all this movie about. There truly has some hope and even kind of humor in the film. So in this week's Gramophone, I'm going to show you two totally different emotions from this thought-provoking film. Clip 1.
She lifts her skirt up to her knees, walks through the garden rows with her bare feet laughing. I never learned.
Picking flowers, shopping in the groceries, along with the memories of Henry when he was a child playing with his mom in the yard. These beautiful moments in life drag us out of depression and makes us to foster an appreciation for those things in our life. This song has totally different feeling too from other songs in this film, unlike other songs which are depressing and melancholy. The song Empty is more like a drop of golden sun in a dim and cloudy day, making us not to take everything for granted, but to cherish every detail in daily life, giving the audiences a sense of warmth in the dark side of the world. So empty, so estranged, as Ray LaMontagne said, its lyric perfectly matched the film and its state of mind. Clip 2. When you are walking down the hallway or in the classroom, how many of you have ever felt the weight pressing down on you? I have. After Henry's question, almost all the students raised their hand. The house usher is not merely an old decrepit castle and disrepair, this also a state of being. Then the camera focused on Meredith's empty chair. While Meredith had killed herself by eating poisoned cupcake in front of all the students, that made us lost in thought. So many things just strike us about lives, living and death. All of these paved the way for the following one, Edgar Allan Poe's short story, The Fall of the House of Usher. As Henry was reading the classic story, everything else was just falling apart, a wind below which made them all into pieces. All these scenes created a total Allan Poe style. In his emotional tune in Work, specifically feelings of fear, doom and guilt, all these emotions mixed together, presenting a twisted and ugly core to the audiences. As the name implied, detachment. So detached from myself and so present in the world. From Albert Camus's world, we can even feel that kind of loneliness. And also pushed the movie to a climax, then left us all in deep thinking. Alright, our dearest audiences, the Gramophone part is coming to an end. See you guys next week at Gramophone. Bye.
Cast for today. Producer, Su Ling Han, Helen. Anchor,
艾丽菲热 Alfira，
廖安然 Charlotte，
罗韵佳 Rebecca，
王金喜 Surprise，
Journalist
陈远豪 Desmond，
潘玉叶 Irene，
侯一夫 Jacob，
李倩华 Kitty，
刘天姿 Regina，
周慧玲 Sibyl，
纪小雨 Tiger。
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。